This is an Aero News Touch and Go for June 18, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. Mooney Airplane Company announced on Tuesday morning it has slowed production from 8 planes per month to 5 for the rest of 2008. CEO Dennis Ferguson announced, quote, "While this action will allow us to better control inventory and reduce production costs, it will have an impact on our workforce. Effective Tuesday, we will reduce our employment by approximately 80 people. In order to assist the affected employees, we will provide a severance package and career transition support," unquote. The General Aviation Manufacturers Association reports piston engine aircraft deliveries are down 28% for the first quarter of 2008, and piston planes is all Mooney makes. The Canadian Press reports Air Canada plans to cut up to 2,000 jobs by the end of this year, slashing capacity to cope with the slumping economy and record-high fuel costs. CEO Monty Brewer said on Tuesday, quote, "The loss of jobs is painful in view of our employees' hard work in bringing the airline back to profitability over the past 4 years. If fuel prices remain at current levels, we can anticipate further capacity reductions," unquote. Air Canada says it's targeting a 2% cut in domestic capacity by the first quarter of 2009. International routes will be cut 7%, U.S. trans-border capacity by 13%. Every time the price of oil increases by a dollar a barrel, Air Canada's annual costs rise $26 million. The company says fuel costs now make up 30% of overall expenses. Not helping matters are federal and provincial fuel excise taxes, security fees, and airport charges, which Air Canada says are among the most expensive in the world. On the same day Air Canada announced its plans, the Chicago Tribune reported overseas airlines, including Qantas, Cathay Pacific, and low-cost Ryanair, are now looking to park planes or reduce orders for new ones. Of even greater concern to airlines and potentially to plane makers Boeing and Airbus are signs that record passenger growth is cooling in the Middle East, India, and China. Manufacturers have been counting on those regions to keep record sales going as the U.S. economy slumps. More encouraging for Boeing and Airbus is a report by analyst Paul Nisbet, who says even if growth does slow down in the Middle East and Asia, it should still be healthy, just not at the breakneck pace seen in recent years. The U.S. Department of Transportation's Bureau of Transportation Statistics reported Tuesday that U.S. scheduled passenger airlines employed 1% more workers in April 2008 than they did in April 2007. That makes the 15th consecutive year-to-year monthly increase, but the smallest increase since March of 2007. The seven network carriers employed 283,684 full-time equivalents in April, 68.5% of the domestic passenger airline total. Low-cost carriers employed 14.8% and regional carriers 14.5%. A full-time equivalent could be a full-time employee or two part-timers. All the network carriers except American increased FTEs from April to April. American's decline was only 0.2%. You'll find more details on the report at aero-news.net. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. NATCA says it won't wait for the FAA to deal with controller fatigue. A Florida pilot dies after making sure his passenger jumps to safety. And NASA plans repairs to Launch Pad 39A. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, my guests are Stu and Kathy Fields, publishers and editors of Experimental Helo magazine. They'll talk about how they got interested in home-built choppers and about their unique publication. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.